We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Damon and Ratto, good to have you here. We were just talking with Michael Irvin, always a great conversation. Asked him about what the Niners needed to do to kind of circle the wagons during their bye week, and he just said this is about developing Trey Lance. And as much as I agree, he probably did not know that Trey Lance spent another day not practicing as he's getting over his injury sustained in the loss to Arizona. Jimmy Garoppolo was back practicing for the 49ers today, and that's probably good under the circumstances, because if the other guy cannot go, you certainly need the guy who he was going to replace to go, since he's still here. And that's really the weird kind of ether that Jimmy Garoppolo is existing in right now. Saw this today, Ray. Mike Sando was writing about the future of Jimmy Garoppolo, and he basically said, look, let's say the Cleveland Browns get a banged-up Baker Mayfield. If he had to miss an extended period, would the Browns consider making a play for Jimmy Garoppolo if he really were to be put on the block? Which, even if he were to be put on the block, it's no fait accompli that he would be traded, because Garoppolo has a no-trade clause for the year, so he'd have to agree to it. It's just not a decision that the Niners could make. But here's the thing. Like a team like Cleveland, I mean, you're going to join a better football team instantly. If you decide, yeah, all right, I'll go try to salvage whatever the Browns might need because Baker Mayfield is now hurt. Like, that sounds like an opportunity that would be hard to pass on for a guy like him.
If he wanted to go, and it sure doesn't seem like a guy who insisted on a no-trade clause wants to go much of anywhere. I don't know that the 49ers are ready for that level of all-in chaos yet. So I think it's one of those, with all due respect to Mike Sando, one of those, well, it's week 7 and we haven't figured out much yet. Let's gin up a trade rumor.
Let's say they drop their next 2 games and they have now lost.
Who, the Browns or the 49ers?
The 49ers. And they've lost 5 in a row. They're 2-5 with losses to the Colts and the Bears. Things change?
If they lose to the Bears, the franchise should be disbanded. And I said that specifically for you.
Thank you.
No, if they're 2-5, then, yeah, the season's done. They're not getting – they may get a playoff spot, but the chances are very small.
At that point, you're better off putting the stock in the future that is Trey Lance.
Unless you're not sure you can keep him healthy. Because the one thing that being 2-5 would suggest to me against those two teams is that – you can't do anything with a football, which means your offensive line isn't very good either. Because I think that's been sort of an undercurrent of this team throughout, is that they aren't a great run-blocking team the way they were 2 years ago. And they've never been a superior pass-blocking team. And I think that's part of the reason why Jimmy Garoppolo gets rid of the ball so quickly. One, they don't want him to throw interceptions. And two, they want him not to be holding on to the ball. So I think that's sort of it. The quarterback thing is all part of interlocking parts. And I think that's one of the things that Kyle Shanahan would have to settle in his own mind before he decided that it's time for Trey Lance to be the guy.
You guys, you and Whitey, thanks to Whitey Gleason for filling in for me on Friday, talked to Brian Baldinger about this very topic.
They struggled last week. I mean, it took 44 minutes for them to turn around and flip it to Deebo Samuel, their best player, and run behind their best offensive lineman to score their only touchdown. I mean, they just, they're struggling right now offensively to do anything. I mean, you could tell just even on the fourth down attempts that they missed last week, when you're trying to do all this, you know, fancy stuff like hurrying up to the line of scrimmage and try to quick snap, and you know, you're not, you're basically saying, look, those things can work, they can, but you're basically saying we need tricks, we need gimmicks.
It's different to sprinkle in your tricks and your gimmicks. It's another to rely on them to just move the football. And that's the weird kind of area the Niners have put themselves in.
But if you're if the coach you think is an offensive schemer is already playing tricks routinely, as Brad Baldinger seems to suggest, doesn't that tell you that the offense is just dysfunctional, period, and that it's not just one area, but all across? I mean, it's, you know, now last week, one of the things that they didn't have, and people sort of are glossing over it, is they didn't have their best guy, which is George Kittle. He does a lot of things in a lot of ways. So you take him out, your running game is indifferent, which means you've got one guy to throw to, and that's Samuel. I'm not surprised it took him 44 minutes to throw to him, because the 49ers right now don't seem to me to be the kind of team that can do whatever they want offensively whenever they want. And I think that speaks to a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Where you just go, you know what? Now I get why they're not throwing the ball down the field as much. Now I get why their running game isn't nearly as dynamic. I think it's a lot of things. And I think the offense is kind of a mess right now. And this is not just about Kyle Shanahan has to scheme better. It's about they need either better health or the guys they've got to be better than they've been. And that's in a lot of areas.
In Sando's Athletic piece, he writes, 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan presumably does not want to play the rest of the season with a raw rookie quarterback in the lineup. But what if San Francisco loses its next two games against Indy and Chicago? The team would be 2-5, riding a five-game losing streak. Let's say Cleveland would call. Trade Odell Beckham straight up for Garoppolo. One exec, I guess, floated that one out. Would San Francisco even do that? I don't know. But given their serious lack of confidence that they are very comfortable going public with now on Brandon Ayuk. Did you see that? The John Lynch comments where basically they said, yeah, he's just not what we want him to be. Well, whose fault is that? Because it's one of three parties. It's Brandon Ayuk. I'm sure he'll tell you he's working hard. It's the general manager who went out of his way to trade a pick to draft a guy that doesn't fit after all. Or it's the coach who had a decent fit last year but then figured out a way to keep making it fit.
Yeah. I mean, it's they've made it as clear as they can, and I suggested this early on.
This is the Pettis territory we're moving into.
Yeah, is it he's not only in a doghouse, they've put a padlock on the only doorway out. They don't like him as a player, which leads me to wonder if he was just a guy who thrived in a season that was lost before it began. And now that, you know, the stakes are different, that he's sort of lost the beat. You know, they're making it, they make it clear with the way they use guys what they think of them. And it's not like they overlook talent. You know, there's no benefit for them to them doing it. They look at Brandon Ayuk and they don't see a guy who was the guy they thought they had a year ago. And as much as anything, it seems to me that this is as much a part of us selling ourselves on Brandon Ayuk as much as he did, because he's now sort of, he's milk carton bait. You know, he's as hard to find as Sherfield is.
You want a freaking indictment? It's not bad enough that the guys that you kept aren't who you thought they were, but the guys that you said goodbye to, one in particular, you know where I'm going here, Solomon Thomas. Solomon Thomas is making plays for the Raiders, people. Solomon Thomas was their hand-selected, very first big decision of the Lynch-Shanahan era. They certainly looked like it was thanks for the memories time. The guy was a huge disappointment, but why was he a huge disappointment? Why? Was he a huge disappointment Because what, Chris Kucera couldn't coach him up, get him ready to play? Because last year's defensive coordinator wasn't good in his job? I would say the answer to both those questions are no, because Kucera gets production out of the highly drafted and walked in off the street, all and everything in between. You know, Solomon Thomas has created more turnovers and has recorded almost as many sacks in the six games with the Raiders as he had in 3 years with the 49ers.
Different scheme, maybe? Maybe Gus Bradley runs a much different kind of defense that allows Solomon Thomas to run free.
By the way, three sacks from Max Crosby yesterday. The Raiders forced four defensive turnovers. Vic Fangio is going to get fired.
Not yet. John Elway likes him.
I don't know why.
Well, life's full of mysteries.
It sure is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.